Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 16, text number 17, 18, 19.
Tasyaivam vartamanasya.
पूर्वेषां वृत्तिम् अन्वहम् नातिदूरे किलाश्चर्यम् यदा आसीत् तन्निबोधमे, वर्तमानस्य
remaining absorbed in such thought.
Purvesham.
Of his forefathers.
Vrittim.
Good engagement.
Anvaham.
Day after day.
Na. Not.
Atidure.
Far off.
Kila.
Verily.
Ascharyam.
Astonishing.
Yat.
That.
Asit.
Was.
Tat.
Which.
Which.
Nibodha.
Know it.
Me.
From me.
Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Now you may hear from me of what happened while Maharaj Parikshit was passing his days, hearing of the good occupations of his forefathers and being absorbed in thought of them. Please repeat. Now you may hear from me of what happened while Maharaj Parikshit was passing his days Hearing of the good occupations
of his forefathers
and being absorbed
in thought of them.
Take the 18. Dharma padekena charan.
Vichayam upalabhyagam.
Prachati smashru vadanam. Vivatsam eva mataram. Dharma padekena charan.
Vichayam upalabhyagam.
Prachati smashru vadanam.
Vivatsam eva mataram.
The personality of religious principle, Dharma, was wandering about in the form of a bull, and he met the personality of earth in the form of a cow, who appeared to grieve like a mother who had lost her child. She had tears in her eyes and the beauty of her body was lost. Thus Dharma questioned the earth as follows. Purport. The bull is the emblem of the moral principle and the cow is the representative of the earth. When the bull and the cow are in a joyful mood, it is to be understood that the people of the world are also in joyful mood. The reason is that the bull helps production of grains in the agricultural field and the cow delivers milk, the miracle of aggregate food values. The human society therefore maintains these two important animals very carefully so that they can wander everywhere in cheerfulness. But at the present moment, in this age of Kali, both the bull and the cow are now being slaughtered and eaten up as a foodstuff by a class of men who do not know the Brahminical culture. The bull and the cow can be protected for the good of all human society simply by the spreading of Brahminical culture as the topmost perfection of all cultural affairs. By advancement of such culture, the morale of society is properly maintained, and so peace and prosperity are also attained without extraneous effort. When Brahminical culture deteriorates, the cow and bull are mistreated, and the resultant actions are prominent by the following symptoms. Take the 19th. Dharma uvacha.
Dharma uvacha.
Kachid bhadre namayam atmanaste.
Kachid bhadre namayam atmanaste.
Vichayasi mlayat mlayateshan mukhena.
Vichayasi mlayateshan mukhena.
Alakshaye bhavatim antaradhim.
Alakshaye bhavatim antaradhim.
Dure bandhum shochasi kanchanaba kanchanba.
Dure bandho shochasi
kanchanamba
kanchanamba.
Dharma, in the form of a bull, asked, "Madam, are you not hale and hearty? Why are you covered with the shadow of grief? It appears by your face that you have become black. Are you suffering from some internal disease? Or are you thinking of some relative who is away in a distant place?" Purport. The people of the world in this age of Kali are always full of anxieties. Everyone is diseased with some kind of ailment. From the very faces of the people of this age, one can find out the index of the mind. Everyone feels the absence of his relative who is away from home. The particular symptom of the age of Kali is that no family is now blessed to live together. To earn a livelihood, the father lives at a place far away from the son, or the wife lives far away from the husband, and so on. There are sufferings from internal diseases, separation from those near and dear, and anxieties for maintaining the status quo. These are but some important factors which make the people of this age always unhappy. Om ajnana timirandasya jnanandana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurve nama namam vishnu padaya krishna prishthaya bhutale shrimate jayapataka swaminiti namine namam vishnu padaya krishna prishthaya bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini iti namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadara. Shri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tasyaivam vartamanasya purvesham vrittim anvaham. Nati dure kilascharyam yatasitannibodhame. Now you may hear from me of what happened while Maharaj Parikshit was passing his days, hearing of the good occupations of his forefathers and being absorbed in thought of them. Dharma padaikena charana vichayam upalabhyagam prachati smashru vadanam vivatsam eva mataram. The personality of religious principle Dharma was wandering about in the form of a bull, and he met the personality of earth in the form of a cow, who appeared to grieve like a mother who had lost her child. She had tears in her eyes and the beauty of her body was lost. The Dharma questioned the earth as follows. Dharma uvacha kachit bhadre namayam atmanaste vichayasi layate shanmukhena alakshe bhavatim antaradhim dure bandhum shochasi kanchanamba. Dharma asked, Madam, are you not hale and hearty? Why are you covered with the shadow of grief? It appears by your face that you have become black. Are you suffering from some internal disease? Or are you thinking of some relative who is away in a distant place? So now, the advent of Kali has to take place. So this is like all background preparations for that, you know, like an official. He's already there, the influenced people are seeing, because he's living somewhere. Kali Purusha is hiding somewhere, living somewhere, you know, not yet fully manifest. But, like we saw, Pandavas were feeling, Arjuna was feeling, Yudhishthira Maharaj was feeling that Kali is already here. So now, Suta Goswami is telling that, okay, let me tell you what happened to Parikshit Maharaj after he was, you know, he went and collected a lot of wealth from different kings. And he met them and he heard the glories of his parents and forefathers. So now, the story goes forward. So we must remember that Bhagavatam is a katha. So now, when he is going, he sees that, of course he saw that when somebody was beating the bull and the cow. But here, before that, we see that Dharma was just wandering about in the form of a bull. There are the facilities, you know, these all personalities have some facilities to change or to take a different body. Like he is in the body of a bull. And then he met Bhumi, in the body of a cow. And he saw that, you know, this Bhumi is crying, tears in her eyes, and as if she has lost her child. You know, we know the pain of for a mother when she loses a child. It's immeasurable. And that is one of the worst things that can happen to a mother. And so, because of that, it says that beauty was lost. So he starts asking, what's going wrong? Are you healthy? I mean, obviously you are not healthy because you are looking not healthy. His body has become blackened. And there, you know, face has become downtrodden like that. So he knows. But still he's asking, you know, this is the etiquette. I keep on talking about the etiquette. Because it's a Vedic culture. It's not simply Vedas and Puranas and Bhagavatam and so on, you know. It's a whole culture. And the culture has its own way of behavior, etiquettes, respects, values, and so on. Like now in the Kali Yuga, the first thing that has happened is our values have got corrupted. You know, we talk of corruption. Especially in India, there is a lot of talk of corruption now. Which doesn't stop anyway. Because of this statement I made, you know. The values have got corrupted, so how can you stop monetary corruption? The corruption has become the way of life. The Sanskrit word is bhrashtachar. For corruption. But now they have made it into shishtachar. Shishtachar is everybody is following it, you know. So it's become a shishtachar. This somebody told me that he went to some office and they asked for some money and he says, are you asking for corruption? He says, no, sir, this is shishtachar. Because everybody is accepting. Bhrashtachar is when somebody is out of way, goes and accepts, you know. So this is the Kali Yuga symptom. Very powerful symptom. Especially in the Vedic culture, the importance of cow and bull is Great. Prabhupada explains in his purport. The bull is producing grains. Now we may say, oh, we got tractors and we don't need bulls. That's what has happened. And that's why now, the moment a calf is born, a male calf, in the Western country, they immediately send it for killing. Because they say it's not going to be of any use. So they have this veal, a very soft meat. And that's what they eat. And that's supposed to be a delicacy. So you can imagine the degradation. The cow is our mother. We call her our mother because she gives her milk which is life-sustaining, like mother gives milk which is life-sustaining. I mean, so much so that in Akbar's, Akbar and Birbal, all of you know, I hope, they used to always, you know, joke around, and Birbal is supposed to be a wise man, an advisor, Brahman. So Akbar asked him one time, Birbal, which is the animal most valuable in your kingdom? And Akbar knew the answer, but still he is asking. So Birbal says, it is goat, Maharaj, Basha. It is goat. Akbar says, what? Goat? I thought all of you value cow as the most important. So Birbal said, cow is our mother. You did not ask about mother, you asked about animal. So cow is our mother. Animal, that's why I told you goat. So that is the value of cow in our culture. Supposed to be. Now, as I said, you know, it's going down. Cows are not even taken proper care of, you know. Earlier, everything about cow was so nice. Even now it is same. She gives milk, which is so nutritious, having so many nice things, elements in that, you know. And it sustains life. Of course, in that one more degradation you can see is that, especially in Western countries now, lots and lots of people have stopped drinking milk because they say they are allergic to that. They develop some bodily symptoms which are not, and then there are these veganists, they also do that, don't do that. But if you see, most of us have, you know, grown with drinking milk. Most of us. And we start with the mother's milk. If they say that if the mother gives the milk first, then the baby is immune to many diseases. And later on, when she grows, then she is given cow's milk. She, the baby meaning he or she, anybody. Prabhupada says, it is one of the wonderful things about Krishna is that his energy is inconceivable. And he talked about the cow. He says, cow eats all types of rubbish, you know. You can see that she is, of course she eats grass, but she also eats whatever is given to her, paper, this, that, anything. But everything gets converted into milk, you know. Everything gets converted into milk. And of course, blood and milk. So this is inconceivable potency of Krishna. One of the things. And then, the Vedic culture also tells us about respect. Respect for the living beings. Respect for all the souls, you know. Bhagavad Gita says that a Mahatma sees the same soul in a cow, an elephant, a Shudra, a lady, a dog eater. Same soul. So we respect, because it's all part and parcel of Krishna. Every soul is part and parcel of Krishna, so we must know how to respect. And if we respect, then there will be the question of fight, will be the question of quarrel. Because we don't respect, everything starts. Okay. And especially when we have this respect, in connection with Krishna, like I said, you see in every living being, Krishna as Paramatma, sitting there with the Atma, then the problems get solved to a large extent. So that is why, of course, now we see that the Varnashram has collapsed. You know, the Prabhupada has dreamed that the whole society will adopt to Varnashram, which is a very, very powerful element of Vedic culture. It's gone. So now what we can do? We can at least chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. At least this is a powerful tool that we got to counter the attack of Maya, counter the attack of the material world, you know. So in any culture, if these two, cow and bull, are protected properly, you know, then everything will become nice. Even economically, there's a lot of books have been written by devotees proving that if you maintain cows, how even the economy will improve, you know. And if everybody becomes, like one place it says that if 10% of the people in the world become vegetarian from what is today, the whole food problem will be solved. You can imagine, to get 1 pound or 1 kilo of meat, the animal has to be fed 16 pound or 16 kilo of grains to get one. So where is the economy? Is it 16 times more expensive than the grains? No, it's all subsidized. If in reality it should be like that, but it's all subsidized. This industry itself is subsidized by the government so that they get their all demoniac things done. Just to take a, you know, before I close, let's see what was happening in Krishna's time, the value of cow. Of course, Krishna was taking care of the cows. He knew each and every cow by his name. But even when he was born, the first thing, you know, when we do Abhishek of the Lord, one of the ingredient is Panchagavya, you know, Panchagavya, the five things coming from cow, cow dung, cow urine, milk, ghee, curd. That's all used to purify. Even today in the villages, to purify the house, they use the, you know, they sprinkle cow dung mixed with water. Or they make a paste, and then if you spread that, you won't get a fly. It's totally antiseptic. People know that. Even the scientists approve of that. When Krishna was a small little baby, and Putana came to kill him, right? And then she fed him her own milk, and Krishna sucked the milk and also her life. And when he was lying on the chest of Putana, a huge body, you know, it's described that she was 8 miles long. So you can imagine. So she was, Putana was there, and the Krishna was playing on her body. So all these gopis came running, and they lifted Krishna, and Mother Yashoda came, and she saw Krishna like that, and you know, the first thing they did is, they took the dust, which is raised by the cows walking, you know, the hoofs of the cow, when they go for chan, the dust is raised, and that's all collected. So they just sprinkle the dust on Krishna's body first, to purify. And then he was given a bath with the cow urine. And then they take a cow dung and they apply on his whole body, you know, so that all the bad elements go from his body. So the God himself has accepted. Without his permission, nothing happens, right? So how they could apply without his permission? So he allowed. Of course, he did not tell them that, okay, you are allowed, because they are all under the spell of Yoga Maya. So this way we see the importance of cow and bull, and which is, as I said, slowly declining. So we have to do something, you know. We have to at least at our own level see that we support the cow protection. We do something, you know. In ISKCON we have a ISKCON cow protection body, and they are trying their best. Even in the Western countries, you know, they are doing. They have got, I think it is ISCOWP. So you should go to their website and see whatever you can do for them. Okay. So thank you very much. Let us stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.